Bob's resume reads, complied with MVDA, used GMS, a member of IIA, and have a TEFL. Is this English? I'm Jody Phillips. I'm scanning a resume. I mean, this thing is alphabet soup. Acronyms and abbreviations are dotted throughout the whole thing. People get totally immersed in their work, and then they learn short forms that are job-specific. Pretty soon, it's part of their vernacular, and they assume that everybody knows them. Not. Let me translate Bob's resume for you. He complied with the MVDA, the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act, which I'm surmising is a statute. Used the DMS, Dealer Management System. Is a member of the IIA, that would be the Institute of Internal Auditors, and has a TEFL certificate, puppy papers to teach English as a foreign language. Right. The tip? Lose the RAI, the SPP, the XYZ. Honestly, recruiters already do plenty of digging. They won't translate English into English. If you're a CPA or an MBA, your prospective employer really needs to know that. But avoid using acronyms and abbreviations which are company-specific or obscure. IIA could also be the Interiors Institute of America, right? If you're compelled to put one in, bracket what it means, because in the few seconds a recruiter's going to give your resume, you want his eyes to light on something, not glaze over and move on. Visit me online anytime at jodiephillips.net. I'm Jody Phillips.